You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only teacher confessions, 617-655-1234. Again, we will keep you anonymous. We don't have to say what town you're in, what school you're from, none of that stuff. We have another teacher on with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
How long have you been teaching now?
25 years.
Oh, my goodness. God bless you.
And only
Thank
what?
You.
Another 25 and you can retire happy.
Oh, no. I'm hoping when my daughter graduates high school, I'm out.
Okay. How many days do you have left this year?
Seven.
7 days, Woo! 1 week. Barrett finishes tomorrow.
7 days. Tomorrow. Field trip and field day.
Oh, there you go.
Begin with the letter F, or not my favorite.
Oh, field day was the best.
Three-legged race.
Dude, color wars was so much fun.
The sack
it's
race.
Awful.
Yes.
No,
it's
thank
awful.
You.
Well, it was so fun when you're nine. I don't know if it's fun
it's
for you.
It's going to be like 90 degrees.
No.
Though, thank you.
How about the egg race where you had a spoon, you put the egg in it, you couldn't drop it?
Oh, water games are the worst.
You're remembering field days different than our remembering of field day.
Because
now
she's the one that has to work them now.
You sound like you've been teaching for 25 years.
I've been, yeah.
Okay.
And everything from K to 6. So this is a first grade story. Little Johnny, I'll call him, came to school, and he had a paper bag in his hand. He's like, this is for you. And, you know, sometimes we get cute little gifts and whatnot. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I open the bag, and I look in, and I see wipes and nail clippers. With a note that from mom that says, little Johnny says you have gentle hands. Would you mind cutting his fingernails for me?
Do what now?
And I look down at little Johnny's face and I'm like, oh, what? Thank you so much for the compliment, but I cannot cut your fingernails.
I don't cut my own fingernails, much less another human being's. Holy cats.
Yeah, on the list of things you don't get paid enough for as a teacher, that's definitely on there.
Are you saying you're not going to do a manicure for my son? Is that what you're telling me?
100%.
I'm not.
How about a pedicure?
I sent him to the nurse because the nails were looking a little shady. And we cleaned him up as best we could. And I sent the nail clippers back home with a nice little note.
I think we're going to have a parent-teacher conference if you're not willing to give my kid a manicure. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Did you ever get the mother's rationale for why she decided that was your responsibility?
She had gentle hands.
That was one of those conversations where I just avoided.
Yeah.
It's just better off not to bring it back up.
Oh, see, I wouldn't be able
gentle
to.
Gentle hands.
Yes, I am gentle hands.
Well, you're
God
doing
bless.
God's
Teacher
work.
Gentle hands.
Yes, you're doing God's work in the classroom. Thank you for sharing that with us. Have a great summer, okay?
Thank you. You too. All
right. We have another teacher here. It is Teacher Confessions. Again, don't say your name or your town or your school or anything like that. How many days do you have left? Do you know?
I don't actually teach in the school system. I teach at church. I teach confirmation.
Oh, okay.
And I'm the same Bob that hates coconut on desserts, but I gave my name. Sorry about that. But anyway.
You're not good at being anonymous,
Take two. We have a man here. We don't know his name. He's going to share a teacher confession. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I teach confirmation, and part of the curriculum is it's a 2-year program. They're supposed to do service hours, and some classes really like to do it, and some classes don't like to do it. And I had a class that didn't like to do it. And I said, look, it's no big deal. You go downtown at the corner of Nason and Main Street. There's an elderly lady standing there. She's got 2 bags of groceries. You go up to her and say, good morning. Can I help you with your groceries? Smile at her. Take the groceries. Grab her pocketbook and push her down on the sidewalk. And the kid said, Mr. Bob, I can't believe you said that. And I said, oh, you were listening. That's great. So I made my point anyway, but they totally got it.
Like, he said it in such a tone, I didn't catch it for a minute there when he said it. I was like, wait, what?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, anonymous stranger.
Anonymous stranger.
Oh, I cannot.
Should definitely be teaching the work of the Lord.
I don't know. Something to be said.
Such a weird conversation there. All right, one more teacher confession. Good morning. Hello. Welcome to the show. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How many days left?
I actually don't know, but we get out on the 18th.
Okay.
Okay, 14 days, 2 weeks, minus weekends.
Yeah, there we go.
Maybe a half day in there or something.
Yeah, and I'm an 8th grade teacher, so we go to Washington, D.C., so I actually have it made in the shade because I have, like, way fewer days because I go to D.C., I'm on another field trip, so...
Have you gone to the D.C. field trip before?
I have. It's exhausting, but so much fun.
I was going to say, every time I've been there, I've been surrounded by 8 bajillion high school kids.
Yeah. I went to D.C. on my 8th grade field trip. The kids sneak out of their hotels and try to get into each other's rooms?
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, we did that.
Which is why Barrett, who was in the 8th grade, we didn't let Barrett go on that trip. I was like, that's nothing but trouble. Oh, that's funny.
Lots of great memories for all of us.
For sure.
I'm sure. All right, so what is your teacher confession?
This is so embarrassing. So I teach 8th grade genetics and evolution, and as part of that, like as part of the natural selection thing, I have to teach sexual and asexual reproduction. And I try to keep it to the basics and whatever. And this one kid, he was very boisterous, and I feel like he was setting me up. He said, I'm really having a hard time remembering this, like keeping it straight. And I was like, well, you're just going to have to practice. And then immediately the entire class erupted and he started yelling, my teacher wants me to practice sexual reproduction. And I literally sat under my desk.
I'm about to sit underneath this desk here too.
I'm sure a whole class of 8th graders let that go quickly.
Oh, no. All year, anytime I did anything, they were like, you're going to get fired. You told him to practice sexual reproduction. And I was like, oh my God.
Your picture's going to be on the news.
Oh, wow.
Anytime anyone said it, I was like, that never happened. I don't know what you're talking about.
Those words never came out of my mouth. Well, thank you for what you're doing in the classroom every day. It is appreciated.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Have a great summer.
You too. Bye.
Keep practicing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.